This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A gunman opened fire Monday night at a Michigan State University, killing three people, wounding four more individuals. The police surge frightened students and others to shelter in place as they searched for the suspect. Hundreds of officers were scouring the East Lansing campus, about 90 miles northwest of Detroit, for the suspect, who police described as a short black man with red shoes, a jean jacket, and a ball cap. The shootings began shortly before 8:30 p.m. at Berkeley Hall, an academic building, and also occurred nearby at the Student Union, a popular gathering spot. That's according to Chris Rossman, the interim deputy chief of the campus police department. Students were ordered to shelter in place for hours. Rossman urged parents to stay away altogether. The White House on Monday defended the shootdowns of three unidentified objects in as many as days, even as it acknowledged that officials had no indication the objects were intended for surveillance, in the same manner as the high-altitude Chinese balloon that traversed American airspace earlier in the month. Three objects, including one shot down Sunday over Lake Huron, were unmanned and traveling at such a low altitude as to pose a risk to civilian commercial air traffic. Myanmar's military government plans to allow people who are loyal to the nation, including government employees and retired military personnel, to carry licensed firearms, but they must comply with orders from local authorities to participate in security and law enforcement actions, according